Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, June 1st, 2025.
Ruben Brekelmans on Chinese espionage threats. Dutch Defense Minister Ruben Brekelmans has sounded the alarm about increasing Chinese spying efforts aimed at the Netherlands, especially in the semiconductor sector. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, he pointed out that China's interest in Dutch technology is significant due to the country's leadership in this field. Recent reports from the Dutch Military Intelligence Agency reveal that Chinese spies are active across various industries, including aerospace and maritime, seeking to boost China's military strength. Brekelmans confirmed that these espionage activities are ongoing, with intelligence indicating that China poses a major cyber threat to the Netherlands. He stressed the urgent need for the Netherlands and the European Union to reduce their reliance on China for critical raw materials, highlighting the broader international implications. The semiconductor industry is vital for modern technology, and this ongoing espionage presents serious risks to both national security and economic stability.
Supreme Court upholds immigration policies impacting migrants. The United States Supreme Court has upheld key immigration rulings from the Trump administration, affecting hundreds of thousands of migrants. Recently, the court lifted a judge's order that had granted temporary legal status to over 500,000 migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua, stripping them of protections against deportation. Additionally, the court has limited the enforcement of immigration policies under the Alien Enemies Act, a law historically used during wartime. Legal experts like Kevin Johnson from the University of California, Davis, point out that Trump pursued deportations more aggressively than any previous president. Alora Mukherjee, director of the Immigrants' Rights Clinic at Columbia Law School, stressed the importance of due process rights, which ensure fair treatment before deportation. In a separate case, the court ordered the U.S. government to help release Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Salvadoran migrant wrongfully deported to El Salvador. The U.S. is also providing $6 million to support deportation processes in El Salvador. These Supreme Court decisions have serious implications for many migrants, potentially leading to family separations and job losses.
U.S. trade talks with Pakistan and India. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that representatives from Pakistan will visit the United States next week to discuss trade, amid concerns over a potential 29% tax on Pakistani exports. This tax is part of broader measures targeting countries with significant trade imbalances, as Pakistan currently enjoys a $3 billion trade surplus. The stakes are high, especially with rising conflicts between Pakistan and India, which have recently seen their worst clashes in decades. Trump has made it clear that he won't negotiate trade deals with either country if tensions continue. Meanwhile, India faces a 26% tax on its shipments to the U.S.-Indian trade. Minister Piyush Goyal recently visited Washington to push for a temporary deal, with both nations aiming to finalize an agreement by early July 2025. Reports suggest India may allow U.S. companies to bid for contracts worth over $50 billion. These upcoming talks are crucial, as they could reshape the economic landscape in South Asia and impact everyday lives.
Turkish authorities crack down on opposition. Turkish authorities have arrested several members of the opposition Republican People's Party, known as CHP, in Istanbul as part of a sweeping crackdown on dissent. This follows the imprisonment of Istanbul's mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, who has been jailed since March 2025 on charges of corruption and aiding a terrorist group, claims he firmly denies. His arrest has sparked large protests and raised serious concerns about government interference in the courts, which officials insist are independent. Since İmamoğlu's detention, dozens of CHP members have been arrested, and warrants have been issued for 47 individuals linked to corruption investigations. Among those detained are former CHP lawmaker Ekrem İmamoğlu and several mayors from Istanbul and Adana. In response, the CHP held an urgent meeting in Istanbul. Critics, including Western nations and human rights advocates, have condemned these actions as undemocratic. Despite the crackdown, opinion polls show growing support for İmamoğlu, positioning him as a strong challenger to President Tayyip Erdogan in the upcoming 2028 presidential election.
OPEC Plus announces oil production increase. OPEC Plus, the coalition of oil-producing nations, has decided to raise oil production by 411,000 barrels per day, starting in July 2025. This move comes as part of a strategy to increase supply faster than expected, led by Saudi Arabia and Russia. Despite worries that this could lower oil prices, OPEC Plus believes a steady global economy and low inventories justify the increase. In April 2025, oil prices hit a four-year low, dropping below $60 per barrel. Global oil demand is projected to rise by 775,000 barrels per day in 2025. The recent output increases are part of a plan to unwind 2.2 million barrels per day in cuts that member countries had previously agreed to. However, some nations like Kazakhstan are resisting production cuts, raising questions about whether the increase could be even larger than planned.
Anthropic's impressive growth amid AI demand. Anthropic, an artificial intelligence developer in San Francisco, has achieved an impressive $3 billion in annual revenue as of May 30, 2025. This remarkable growth comes from nearly $1 billion in December 2024. The surge is driven by a rising need for generative AI services, especially in code generation. In comparison, rival OpenAI is projected to exceed $12 billion in revenue by the end of 2025, up from $3.7 billion last year. Much of OpenAI's growth is fueled by its popular ChatGPT product, which has seen its paying enterprise memberships jump from 2 million in February to 3 million in May 2025. Meritech Capital Partners highlighted that Anthropic's growth rate is unprecedented in the software industry. However, it's important to note that Anthropic also earns income from consumer subscriptions to its Claude chatbot. As demand for AI solutions continues to rise, both Anthropic and OpenAI are establishing their unique positions in the competitive landscape of artificial intelligence.
Kamal Idris takes office as Sudan's prime minister. In a pivotal moment for Sudan, Kamal Idris has been sworn in as prime minister. The ceremony took place on May 31, 2025, in Khartoum, led by Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the head of the temporary governing body. This leadership change follows the resignation of former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok in January 2022 after a military takeover. The ongoing conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces has resulted in tens of thousands of deaths and millions displaced, creating a dire humanitarian emergency. Idris, who holds a doctoral degree in international law and previously led the World Intellectual Property Organization, is seen as a potential spark for stabilizing Sudan's economy and restoring order. He has gained support from international organizations like the United Nations and the African Union Commission as he steps into this critical role.
Google challenges antitrust ruling. Google is challenging an antitrust ruling by U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta in Washington, D.C. The judge proposed less aggressive measures to enhance competition in online search than those suggested by antitrust enforcers. Google disagrees with this decision, asserting it's incorrect and is eager for the court's feedback on the appeal. In April 2025, the U.S. Department of Justice found that Google controlled two major markets in online advertising technology. They recommended that Google sell its Google Ad Manager, which includes its publisher ad server and ad exchange. Concerns have been raised about how Google's search monopoly gives it an unfair advantage in artificial intelligence products like Gemini. Attorney John Schmidtlein noted that generative artificial intelligence is changing search results. To address competition issues, Google has ended exclusive deals with wireless carriers and smartphone makers, including Samsung Electronics. This intense legal battle has significant financial stakes, as Google pays billions to Apple and other smartphone manufacturers to remain the default search engine. The outcome could reshape the tech landscape, increasing competition and providing consumers with more choices and better prices.
Iran's growing uranium stockpile raises global concerns. A recent report from the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, reveals that Iran has greatly increased its supply of uranium processed to near weapons-grade levels. As of May 17, 2025, Iran has stockpiled 900.8 pounds of uranium enriched to 60%, nearly a 50% jump since February. This level is just a short step away from the weapons-grade threshold of 90%. The report suggests that about 92 pounds of this enriched uranium could potentially produce one atomic bomb if further refined. Iran's total reserve of enriched uranium now exceeds 20,000 pounds, up by over 2,100 pounds since February. While Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, IAEA Chief Rafael Mariano Grossi has raised serious worries, noting that Iran is the only non-nuclear weapon state producing such material. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns that this report highlights Iran's determination to advance its nuclear weapons program, calling for immediate international action. As tensions rise, the IAEA continues to monitor Iran's nuclear activities to ensure compliance with international agreements amid ongoing negotiations with the United States over a potential nuclear deal.
South Korea's upcoming snap presidential election. South Korea is on the brink of a pivotal snap presidential election set for June 3, 2025, following the impeachment of former President Yoon Suk-yeol. His controversial martial law declaration in December 2022 ignited widespread protests and political chaos, ultimately leading to his ousting. This election is crucial, as it could reshape South Korea's democracy and its ties with major powers like the United States, China, and North Korea. The main candidates are Lee Jae-myung from the Democratic Party of Korea and Kim Moon-soo from the ruling People Power Party. Recent polls show Lee with 49% support, while Kim has 36%. Lee, a former human rights lawyer, aims to hold accountable those behind the martial law incident and push for constitutional reforms. In contrast, Kim supports a two-term presidency but suggests shorter terms and emphasizes a tough stance on North Korea. With around 52 million eligible voters, this election will not only impact domestic policies but also influence South Korea's approach to economic challenges and tariff negotiations with the United States, which has imposed a 25% tariff on key South Korean exports.
North Korea and Russia's military cooperation in Ukraine. Recent reports from the United Nations reveal a growing military alliance between North Korea and Russia amid the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. North Korea has sent over 11,000 troops, at least 100 long-range weapons, and around 9 million rounds of ammunition to Russia this year. This support has allowed Russia to ramp up missile attacks on Ukrainian cities, threatening essential civilian infrastructure. In April 2024, North Korea confirmed that its troops are actively fighting alongside Russian forces, a move ordered by Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un under a protective agreement with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Additionally, North Korea has deployed another 3,000 troops to Russia in early 2025. In return, Russia is believed to be boosting North Korea's missile programs and supplying military gear, including air defense systems. Both nations face accusations of violating United Nations resolutions that ban arms transfers. Despite international sanctions, North Korea and Russia seem determined to strengthen their military ties as the situation in Ukraine continues to unfold.
Tragic capsizing of migrant boat in the Canary Islands. On May 31, 2025, a heartbreaking tragedy unfolded near La Restinga Harbor on El Hierro Island in the Canary Islands. Seven migrant women and children lost their lives when their boat capsized just meters from shore. Among the victims were 2 5-year-old girls and a 16-year-old. Local resident Javier Iglesias witnessed the distressing scene and rushed to help. The Canary Islands have become a vital entry point for migrants fleeing conflict and poverty in West Africa. While arrivals peaked in 2024, this year has seen a decline. Tragically, over 4,000 people have died trying to make the perilous Atlantic crossing to these islands, underscoring an ongoing humanitarian emergency. What do we do to help those in crisis?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.